It's 8:56, 47 degrees. Time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're looking at fairly mixed prices, although continue to be a little bit weaker on the corn and wheat side here. Friday's close on corn and wheat, not very good. It's continued to see funds continue to kind of pressure the short side here as we look forward toward First Notice Day coming on Thursday. So that's going to continue, looks like, to keep a lid on prices here this week. Weather-wise, just not much necessarily friendly. Weather looks a little better in Argentina with some rain predicted towards the later end of the week. Looks like a clear sailing for the Corn Belt here over the weekend or over this past weekend and for the next few days of this week. So it should allow a lot of areas to kind of finish up with harvest. That's also kind of keeping a lid on prices here. Today we'll see export inspections out this morning. Expecting the last crop progress report of the season. Should show corn and soybean harvest basically finished here. Also see commitment to traders report this afternoon, which should confirm the big fund short positions once again in the corn and wheat markets. But right now, pretty quiet here with kind of some mixed prices. We have these corn at 340 and three quarters, down a penny and a half. March corn at 353 and a half, down a penny and a half. May corn at 362, down a penny and a quarter. Jan soybeans at 994 and a quarter, up a penny. March soybeans at 1005 and three quarters, that's up one penny. May soybeans at 1015 and a quarter, up a half a cent. December Chicago wheat at 410 and a half, down five and a quarter. March Chicago wheat at 429 and a half, that's also down five and one quarter. December KC wheat, 411 and a quarter, down three and one quarter. March KC wheat at 428 and three quarters, down three and one quarter. Up in Minneapolis, we have the December Minneapolis wheat at 618 and a half, down five. March wheat at 634 and a half, that's down 4 cents. Mixed picture here in the livestock markets, cattle markets just trending a little bit lower here to start the week. December cattle at 118.55, that's down 2. Feb cattle at 124.47, down 10. Jan feeders 153.12, down 17. March feeders at 151.32, down 45. December lean hogs 63.92, up 67. February hogs at 69.80, that's up 40 cents. Outside markets showing the equity markets up a little bit here this morning. Dollar a touch lower here this morning. Crude down about 75 cents. Otherwise, continues to be fairly quiet in terms of producer interest. Just not a lot of producer interest, especially in those areas that have finished up with harvest here. Like I said, the big talk here will be the end of the month. First Notice Day coming up on Thursday. Otherwise, fairly routine news here to start the week, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for the update.
Yeah, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. That's Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois, updating us on the commodity markets here on WILL. And checking current conditions, we're seeing temperatures move into the 40s as we're warming up fairly rapidly here this morning. Right now in Urbana, 48 degrees, our relative humidity at 61%, barometric pressure steady at 30.06 inches, up to 43 degrees in Danville, and we're up to 47 degrees already in Paris, 42 degrees right now in Rantoul. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny, a high of 63 degrees. By the way, our record high for today's date is 64. Wind out of the south-southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Clear skies tonight will drop to a low of 44 degrees. Partly cloudy tomorrow, continued warm and breezy with a high of 60 degrees. Southwest wind gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.